The Governor's Task Force on Teen Safe Driving held a meeting on Friday, May 30th, 2008, at the Legislative Office Building in Hartford. The following is a recording of that meeting.
Good morning. Didn't mean to ring a bell at the beginning of that. I hit the wrong button. Good morning. Thank you all for being here. As we really come to the last meeting of this task force, before we get to the full part of the meeting, I want to take this time to thank all of you that are part of this task force for working so diligently since the time we were appointed until now. I think it's really quite remarkable what the task force accomplished in a relatively short period of time. First, that the first set of suggestions, the short-term suggestions, were not only recommended and went to the governor, but got from the governor to the legislature and signed into law, and in a session where there was not lots of major legislation that moved. I think it was really one of the highlights of this legislative session as we tightened up the graduate and driver license laws, as was recommended. I think we can all be proud of that work. I want to recognize the governor first for her leadership in putting this task force together, and thank her for that leadership and for the opportunity to work with all of you, for the General Assembly for its commitment to this issue, for a variety of the private sector partners that worked with us throughout the task force time. Special note of thanks to Dave Presser for all of his data and statistics, which were really extremely helpful to all of us on the committee. To NHTSA for the extra things that they brought to this as well, with the studies and information that they brought from other states. I certainly also should mention the hundreds of parents and teens that contacted us and shared their comments with us, whether it was at a public hearing or through the website. And finally, to recognize the staff at the Department of Public Health and the Department of Motor Vehicles. I'll let Dr. Galvin speak specifically to the health folks, with their hair folks, but the Department of Health folks, and Maya in particular, to recognize Bill Seymour, who's really been my top person on this, and I think has talked to all of you and worked very hard with all of you. So to all those that I've said thank you, and Bill in particular, thank you, and to your staff for your efforts on behalf of this task force. Dr. Galvin.
And I would like to extend thanks to my staff, in particular Lynn Townsend and Marion Storch, who does unintentional injuries within our department, and many others who have contributed to diagnosing and treating these types of terrible situations and coming up with a solution. The department is completely behind this effort, and we have been pleased to be a participant within this committee. I'd like to, since I'm speaking now, I won't do this later, just to thank all the individuals who are around the table, a few who have not been able to be with us this morning. We certainly assembled a great amount of talent, expertise, and compassion. We're really representing our state and our form of government at the very best. We put aside issues that have concerned about liberal and conservative tags, and moved ahead quickly and succinctly to do the kind of things that we need to do to prevent loss of life in teenage drivers. None of this would have happened without having a very enlightened and forceful governor who gave us the charge and asked us to do something about this very, very difficult problem. And I think the bottom line of the whole thing for me is, I will quote the esteemed gentleman to my immediate right, former State Senator Bill Scioto, we do these things because we love our children and grandchildren and don't want them to be harmed.
Thank you, Doctor. With that, I don't think we need a formal motion. I'll just treat that it's on the agenda for discussion and vote on the final report as before us, and open the floor for any discussion on the final report as it's before us from any member of this commission. Tim.
Just a question, Mr. Chairman. Can you enlighten me on what is the good role of the new Teen Safe Driving Center at the DMV in implementing the long-term recommendations? Are they going to be, is that the group that's going to be most responsible for sort of overseeing these and see that they're carried out?
I would say generally yes. What we try to do is create really a repository within a place within the Department of Motor Vehicles that any reports and studies could come to, so that there's a place that we're always focused on the issue and remain focused on it. So as the task force work ends, there's sort of a central position. And I think that the governor was asked that be sort of from a lead agency point of view at DMV and in that teen center, which will at least initially operate out of our communications operations, which means I'm asking Bill Seymour to continue his work in that area. But it was really to have a central point as we begin to measure the changes that occurred. Are they working? As we look at the other things that we've recommended, as we try to carry them forward, measure what's worked, what hasn't worked, adjust it, change it, and come back with more recommendations. And that would be the principal purpose of the center at DMV. Other discussion with regard to the task force recommendations that are before us in the form of the report? Maria, please.
When do you foresee the long-term recommendations being discussed in the legislature and voted on?
Well, the report will go to the governor today. The legislature really is not back in session until January of 2009. So in terms of legislative action, I wouldn't expect there to be legislative action on it until then. But clearly some of the things don't require legislative action. Lots of it is administrative action, and we will begin working. We have already, in fact, begun to work on that at DMV, and we'll begin working on it immediately. With some of the changes in effect on August 1, in fact, the DMV is we hope to be ready by August 1, just as the laws are changing, to implement some other changes, lengthening the driving test, requiring that even for the permit to be issued, they pass the full knowledge test up front and a lengthier test, and we're trying to get that in place for August 1, although we're not ready to formally announce that yet because there's still some details of that to be worked out. But as I say, administratively, the work begins immediately.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Comments? Questions? If not, then I think it's time to take a formal vote on the final report. And since it's so significant, I don't just want to do it by all those in favor. I'd actually like to do a roll call vote so we each get to be officially on record as in favor of the report.
Yep, sure. Co-Chair Gallo?
Approve.
Co-Chair Ward?
Yes.
Ms. Bello?
Yes.
Mr. Campbell?
Approve.
Ms. Chapman? Mr.
Seattle? Yes.
Mr. Cristalli?
Yes.
Ms. Cruz?
Yes.
Mr. Damiata is not here. Ms. Harnett?
Yes.
Mr. Hollis?
Yes.
Mr. Hollister?
Yes.
Mr. McPherson?
Yes.
Ms. Nade?
Yes.
Mr. Ria?
Yes.
Mr. Terenzi?
Yes.
And Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Those voting yes, 16. Those voting no, 0. Those absent not voting, 4.
With that, the task force report is adopted. Again, I think on this, I want to thank everybody for their work and all of it. I shouldn't start to single people out because I should mention every single one, but in terms of the crafting of the report and of the laws, Dr. Handel and Tim in particular put in a lot of extra hours both in advocacy and in drafting, so I just wanted to make that note. Or it's a little unfair as chairman to single a couple people out because I know I'm always thinking somebody else has done a lot of work, and this really was a group effort. And the subcommittees, I had not really worked in a group where subcommittees sat down and did as much detailed work as the subcommittees here have done, and the chairs of each of those subcommittees, and I mentioned the law committee in particular, it was really across the board, and we found from the different subcommittees some similarity in ideas, and they were able to work together to put those into a document that is
as we adopt it, it's readable and implementable. So that it's one and providing detailed backup to it with more information online in terms of that backup so that this document can speak for itself, but also be in a form that is distributed initially to the governor, but the public can read it and understand it. The public can get behind the initiatives that it's pushing. And if it wasn't for the work reaching out across the community and into the different segments of the opposition, it could have been successful.
So I want again to just thank everybody who's on this task force for giving so much of your time and energy and carrying forward this very critical issue. I will simply say on behalf of my department that we do take this extremely seriously, that this task force has helped to heighten public awareness, which is the critical component as we move forward. The laws are critical, but we all know we need parents to buy into these laws. It won't all be done on the law enforcement side. Clearly there's a partnership there, and this task force talks about that partnership. But really what it does talk about is most significantly is education of parents across the state of Connecticut. So that they're our true partners. And in fact, we've heard from them, they want to know what they need to do. They want to have additional guidance. They want to be effective and working together. I'm confident that we can do that, and I believe this report before us, as we've adopted, is an extremely good working document that I can pick up as a commissioner and say these are specific things that we carry forward from it that the governor has things that she can pick up on that she can present to the legislature. That when we talk to law enforcement, we say, well, why is there an education program on this? Well, here's the reason: that we understand that if we're going to ask them to enforce it, we need to take some time to teach the law, the man or woman that's on the street and asked to do that enforcement with the reasons behind it and what the changes are in the law. And we know we're asking them to do a great deal, but this document explains why we're asking them to do it and the critical importance to it. And with that and with this cooperation, I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I think that all serious accidents are going to go away, but I think we're taking significant steps to reduce the incidents in a very significant way, and it will work if everyone stays vigilant with carrying forward these recommendations. You've given us a great blueprint, and again, thank you. And I would again open it up if anyone else has, before closing the meeting, anyone has any comments they'd like to make, I would welcome that. Tim?
Just to make sure I can sleep at night after we adjourn, I do want to take 30 seconds in because we're on the CT network, so I want to just make one statement to the parents that may be listening. And I'm sorry to get emotional, but everyone on the task force recognizes that the revisions we have made in the laws make parents' lives less convenient. Our plea to you is, don't sacrifice safety for convenience. Even in full compliance with our laws, teen driving is a very dangerous thing, and there are families represented on this task force who can attest to that. Thank you.
Thank you, Tim. Anyone else? Because I don't mean to want to cut anybody off. I guess I'm hesitating to do this because the work was so good, it's hard for me to bring the task force to an end, but I think that is my final responsibility here. I thank you all, and I will declare the meeting adjourned and the end of the work of this task force, but by no means the end of the work on moving forward on teen driver safety. Thank you all.